Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Power 93.5, the Hitman and Carla, a drama in the house tonight. Drama for one guy in Hayesville.
Unnecessary drama.
Who met a new chick. Yeah, and whatever they did got him to the point of enthusiasm and excitement after only 90 days in this relationship to say, will you marry me?
You know,
and now he's got problems.
Okay, he don't sound like that, first of all. Second of all, someone asked me last night, she was like, why do you and Hitman never agree? Here's why, because he doesn't step outside of the situation and put himself in someone else's shoes, and he's so dramatic. You guys, it's been 90 days. They're obviously, this guy and girl are close, and they're engaged, and he's messaging us saying his woman acts like a pig because she snores and passes gas in the bed. Like, who the hell does this guy think he is?
No guy wants his lady to be all tacky and classless in front of his family and friends.
I do agree when they're with company, chill out.
And ripping cheese and all of that kind of good noise. Now, look, if it's the two of you together, you know, there's been moments where my wife are together, and my wife, she's deadly, by the way. She doesn't
it's
say
the Mexican.
She doesn't say anything. You know it when it hits you.
Oh, silent but deadly.
Oh my God.
Those are the worst.
Oh my God. It should be bottled up by the Department of Defense and used as a weapon.
But you still love her and accept her.
Of course I do.
So this guy needs to stop tripping. His woman's only being human.
She's gonna kill me for saying that on the radio.
She is. She is.
869-1093. I think it's classless. I think it's tacky. He's only known the girl for, 90 days, three months they've been together, and whatever.
They could have known each other forever.
No,
they've
he
just
didn't
been
say
engaged.
That. He said they've been dating for 3 months, and now he's asked her to marry him. Now he's confused in Hayesville because he done dove into the pool and didn't look to see if there was any water in it. 869-1093. The ladies of Wichita are going to agree with this morning. This is tacky. It's classless.
Ladies, help me out, please.
Go ahead, girl. What do you say? What do you say?
Get your up and go to the bathroom.
I think it's safe to say.
We got sprayed. We spray in the toilet before we take a poop at our house. So, yeah, you need to excuse yourself and go do what you need to do in the bathroom.
So you think she's being obnoxious?
Yeah.
See? She's tacky.
I feel like that's disrespectful.
I agree with you, girl.
I feel like she's comfortable.
Hold on. Carla, pull my finger.
Oh, my God. Get away from me. Sicko.
Exactly.
All right, girl. Hey, thanks for calling.
That's different. I don't know why, but it's different.
Power 93.5, good morning. What do you think about this whole situation?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I am a woman, and I would not do that at all. If anything, I would excuse myself and go to the bathroom.
What?
I'm sorry. I agree with you that it is way too early to propose, but that's way too much.
See, this guy hasn't even known this girl for 90 days. He probably hadn't been with anybody in a long time. He discovered something new, got all excited, okay, because everything's great with the first time, right? And then now he's thinking he wants to marry this girl, and she's woof.
It's like, damn, she feels comfortable with him. She feels like they're probably best friends, and she can fart in front of him. And now he's like talking stuff and talking about ending the engagement.
Carla, as long as you and I have worked together and I am extremely comfortable with you, I've never, ever farted in front of you.
I mean, it's one thing if it's an accident, but if she's doing it on purpose and putting his head under the blanket, that's completely out of line. That is gross.
Yeah.
Why are you making that face? Oh, God.
Like, would you like it if someone did that to you?
No, I would be very upset, and I would look them in the eye and say, you are a disgusting individual.
No, that's when you do it back to them.
No.
You act like you're not going to do it, and then when they're least expecting it,
so now you start trading farts and burps. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I'm glad to see that we do have some classy women in Wichita, too, this morning, have said no. Carla, you need to check yourself. I mean, yeah. Seriously, you need to go. You need to leave the room. Something's going on. Really,
you
I don't know.
You need to go to an etiquette class or manners class.
Sorry, I had burritos last night.
Thanks for calling.
Excuse me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.